بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In the previous lessons we went through ayah number 40 of Surah Al-Baqarah all the way to ayah number 48. And in those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds Bani Israel, the Israelites, of the many blessings which He bestowed upon them. And in this lesson, we come to the next ayat, which are from ayah number 49 to ayah number 57. And in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also carries on mentioning the virtues or the ni'm, the blessings which He bestowed upon Bani Israel. However, these blessings are more specific than the previous blessings. And as usual, we'll read together insha'Allah, and then we'll go through the tafsir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ
وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فأنجيناكم وأغرقنا آل فرعون وأنتم تنظرون وإذ واعدنا موسى أربعين ليلة ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون وإذ آتينا موسى الكتاب والفرقان لعلكم تهتدون
وإذ قال موسى لقومه
يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم
باتخاذكم العجل
فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فاقتلوا أنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم
عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم
إنه هو التواب
التواب الرحيم
إنه هو التواب الرحيم
وإذ قلتم يا موسى
وإذ قلتم يا موسى
لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله
لن نؤمن لك حتى
جهرة فأخذتكم الصاعقة
جهرة فأخذتكم الصاعقة
وأنتم تنظرون
وأنتم تنظرون
ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم
ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم
لعلكم تشكرون
لعلكم تشكرون
وظللنا عليكم الغمام
وظللنا عليكم الغمام
وأنزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى
وأنزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى
كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم
كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم
وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون
وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون.
In these noble ayat, Allah Jalla fil Ula, He carries on mentioning the blessings which He bestowed upon Bani Israel. However, the difference between these blessings which we are going to go through now and the previous blessings is that the previous blessings, they were more general. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is going to mention some specific blessings which He blessed upon Bani Israel with the sending of Musa alayhi salam and how Allah saved them from Fir'aun. And Allah Jalla fil Ula, He begins these ayat by saying wa'idh. And the meaning of wa'idh is not only when, but rather remember and mention when. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is reminding Bani Israel to make mention of and remember these blessings which Allah bestowed upon them. Wa'idh najaynakum min ali fir'aun. Remember, O Bani Israel, our favor upon you when najaynakum, when we saved you. We saved you from Ali Fir'aun. And Fir'aun, of course, he was the ruler of Egypt at that time. And the meaning of the word Fir'aun isn't a specific ruler. Rather, all of the rulers of Egypt at that time, who were kuffar, they were called Fir'aun. Just like, for example, the rulers of Sham and Rome in the previous times, they were called Qaisar in Arabic. And the rulers of Persia, they were called Kasra. And the rulers of Habasha, of Abyssinia, at that time, they were called Najashi. So this name, Najashi and Qaisar and Kasra and Fir'aun, it isn't the name of a particular ruler. Rather, whoever ruled over Egypt from the Kufar at that time, they were called Fir'aun. So there were many Fir'auns who came. And those who ruled over Sham and Rome, they were called Qaisar, and Kasra over Persia, and Najashi over Habasha. The kings of Habasha, they were called Najashi. And as for Ali Fir'aun, then the word Al, when it's translated into English, sometimes it's translated as being the family or the close relatives. When they say Alu Fulan, Alu Nabi, then often it is translated as being the family or the offspring of Fulan or the offspring of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, in the Sharia, the meaning of Al is not just the family, rather the followers. So the followers of somebody, they are called Alu Fulan. So who are Alu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? They are his family and his companions, and then every single person who has Iman in him and follows him up until Yawm al-Qiyamah. All of them are called Alu Nabi. And for this reason, when we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad, O Allah, send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and upon Ali Muhammad, then Al doesn't only refer to his family, rather all of the believers who came after him and they believed in him. And the evidence that Al is not just a family is this ayah. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ When we saved you, O Bani Israel, from Ali Fir'aun. Was it from the family of Fir'aun? No. Because the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, she was a believer. But who did Allah save Bani Israel from? From Fir'aun and the army and the followers of Fir'aun, his ministers and his followers. So this shows that the meaning of Al, it is more general than being just the family. And the poet, he said, Alu Nabiyyi humu attaba'i millatihi. That Alu Nabi, they are attaba'u millatihi, those who follow his way. Ala shari'ati min ajamin wa min arabi. From his sharia, from the ajam and the arab. Law lam yakun aluhu illa qurabatuhu. And if Al, it only meant his relatives. صلى المصلي على الطاغي أبي لهبي. Then the one who is saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, then he would be sending salutations upon Abu Lahab. Why? Because Abu Lahab was his uncle. So the meaning of Al, it isn't just the family, rather it's the family and the companions and all those who followed him and they had Iman in him. So Abu Lahab is not considered to be from Al Nabi. And Abu Talib, after he died upon kufr, no longer do we say he is from Alun Nabi. Rather, it is the companions and those who followed him. And how did Allah save Bani Israel from Ali Fir'aun? He saved them from the state that they were in. What was the state of Bani Israel? يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ That Al Fir'aun, Fir'aun and his followers, they used to enslave the people and put upon them a severe difficulty and a severe punishment. يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ And then after this, he would slaughter and kill many of the children, i.e. the boys. وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ And he would allow the women to live. So this was the state which Bani Israel, they were living in under Fir'aun, under complete humiliation and slavery. He would either, Fir'aun would either slave them or bear them or burden them with certain punishments, or he would kill off their sons and their boys and he would allow the women to live. And Ibn Kathir rahimullah, he mentions why this is. He mentions in his tafsir that one day Fir'aun, he had a dream. And in this dream, he saw that a fire from Bayt al-Maqdis, it was coming up and it was burning the houses in Misr. And he interpreted this dream to be that somebody would come from Bani Israel, from Bayt al-Maqdis, and he would destroy his houses in Misr. And other people, they would say to him, to Fir'aun, that Bani Israel, they have been promised that a man will rise amongst them, and he will come and he will destroy your kingdom. So because of this dream or because of this news, he plotted that he would kill all of the children, all of the boys, so no man can rise amongst them. And he would just leave the women to stay alive. And Allah mentions to them that remember this blessing upon you. This was your state, Bani Israel. You were enslaved, you were burdened, your children were killed, your women were left alive. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ And then we saved you. And therefore this is a blessing of Allah upon them. وَفِي ذَٰلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ And in this salvation and you being saved, it is a bala. And when the word bala is translated, often it is translated as being a calamity or an affliction. But the meaning of bala is a test. So something which is good, a blessing, or something which is bad, or something which is harmful, both of it is a blessing. Both of it is a test. Allah tests the believers, Allah tests the people with blessings sometimes, and sometimes He tests them with calamities. And this is a mistake we make sometimes, that if we find a person and let's say he's become ill or lost a member of the family, we advise them to be patient upon this test, we remind them of Allah. And yet when somebody is given a blessing, then we don't remind them. And this is also a mistake. So a person being ill is a test, but a person also being healthy is also a test. That do you show gratitude to Allah or do you disbelieve in Allah? And a person being poor is a test, and a person having wealth is also a test from Allah. And just as we advise each other when we lose money or when we lose a beloved or when we lose our health, we advise with each other to be patient and to remain firm upon this test, then we should also do the same when something good comes to somebody, that we remind them, show shukr to Allah, and this is also a test for you. And perhaps when Allah tests a person with a blessing, then this is something more of a test than when it is with a hardship. Because a hardship, naturally a person becomes close to Allah. But when somebody is given a blessing, then the nature of man is that he becomes neglectful of Allah. He becomes arrogant. It's as if this is all his own earning. And he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said in the Quran, وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ. We tested them with hasanat and sayyat, with good and with evil. And Allah said in the Quran, وَنَبَلُوَكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ. We will test you with evil, and we will also test you with good fitna. And it is a fitna or a test for you. So these ayat, and also this ayah, it shows that something good, a blessing, can be a fitna, and it is a test. And also something which is difficult and a hardship is also a test. And in this ayah, how did Allah test them? He said, وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. That in this salvation of yours, when we saved you, in it was a great test. A test from your Lord, the Great. And then the second blessing, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. And the second blessing which we blessed and bestowed upon you, O Bani Israel, is with the sending of Musa alayhi salam. That Musa alayhi salam came to you and Fir'aun, he was killing you. And Musa alayhi salam, with the permission of Allah, he saved you at night and you fled away from Fir'aun. And Fir'aun was chasing them up until they came to the sea. And when they came to the sea, everybody lost hope. But Allah, from His mercy upon Bani Israel, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرِ, that we caused the ocean to become in two. And so there was a path in the middle. فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ. And then when you walked through this path and through the ocean, you were saved. And as for Fir'aun, وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ, we drowned Fir'aun and also آلُ فِرْعَوْن, the followers and the army of Fir'aun. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ, and you were looking. You saw this blessing of Allah. And then Allah reminds them that how they failed the test. Allah saved them from Fir'aun. Allah saved them from this slavery. Allah saved their sons and their children being killed and slaughtered. And He saved them when they went through the ocean. And then Allah says, وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلًا. And remember, O Bani Israel, when we told Musa alayhi salam to go away for 40 nights. These 40 nights, Musa alayhi salam, he went away from his people, so the Torah could come to him. So this is now a third blessing, that Allah, He isolated Musa alayhi salam from the rest of them, so the wisdom and the knowledge and the teachings of the Torah could come to him. And did Bani Israel, did they pass this test or did they fail the test? Allah says, ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Despite all of these blessings, in these 40 days in which He left, what did you do? You started worshipping a cow. So instead of worshipping Allah, the one who you know saved you, and He took you out of this slavery, and He sent Torah to Musa alayhi salam, instead of worshipping Him, what did you do? You turned to the cow. And you turned to the cow, وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ, and you were oppressors, meaning you were oppressing yourself. Because shirk, it doesn't oppress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though Allah said, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Shirk, it is the greatest form of oppression, but it isn't an oppression against Allah. because nothing can harm Allah. Rather, when a person commits shirk, he only harms himself, he only oppresses himself in this dunya and in the hereafter. And then after this, Allah bless them even more. Allah bestow upon them further blessings. He says, ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. And then despite all of this, we forgave you once more. We pardoned you again. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So you may show shukr to Allah. And this is again a test, that all of these blessings which Allah tests people with, because good can be a test and harm can also be a test, how should we reply to the good? By shukr. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we show shukr to Allah over these blessings? We mention in our heart by appreciating these blessings. Upon our tongue by mentioning these blessings. And ascribing these blessings to Allah. That this is the blessing of Allah and this is the kindness of Allah. And then also upon our limbs. That we use these blessings in the worship of Allah and in aiding the ummah. وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And remember, O Bani Israel, the other blessing which we bestowed upon you, when we gave Musa al-Kitab, the book, i.e. al-Tawrah, and we gave him the Furqan. And this doesn't mean that Musa alayhi salam, he was given the Torah and another book called al-Furqan. He was given the Torah, and the Torah, it is the Furqan. And the meaning of Furqan is a criterion by which you can judge al-haq wal-batil. You can judge the truth from falsehood. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. So you may be guided. And remember, O Bani Israel, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمْهِ يَا قَوْمْ. And remember, O Bani Israel, our blessing upon you, when Musa, he said to his people, يَا قَوْمِي, O my people, إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. That you have oppressed yourselves. How? بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجَلِ. By taking this cow as a deity of worship. And notice again, Musa alayhi salam, he said to them, إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. That you have oppressed your own selves by taking the cow as a deity of worship. فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ. So now seek repentance to your bari. And notice how in this noble ayah, Musa alayhi salam, he used the word ila bari'ikum. Seek repentance, make tawbah to your bari. And the meaning of bari'ikum, the bari, al-bari, al-bari is one of the names of Allah. And it is similar in meaning to al-khaliq. So Musa alayhi salam, he's reminding them that seek repentance from your creator for taking the cow as a deity of worship. You know that Allah is your bari, you know that Allah is your khaliq, and yet despite this you're worshipping the cow. So instead of worshipping the one who is deserving of your worship, and he is al-bari, the one who created all of universe and the one who created you, instead of worshipping him, you are worshipping the cow. فَقُتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So kill yourselves. This was the punishment which was sent upon Bani Israel in order for them to make tawbah. This is what they were tested with, that they have to kill themselves, meaning that those who are guilty amongst them, they have to be killed by those who are innocent. Those people who order the people to worship the cow and chose the cow and they brought the people together, they were the ones who were guilty of a shirk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered the innocent ones from Bani Israel to bring the punishment upon them because they were committing a shirk and forcing people and ordering people with a shirk. And he said, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And if you kill those guilty ones, then this will be goodness for you with your creator. فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And yet he forgave you. Why? إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Because Allah, he is a tawwab. He is the one who accepts the tawbah of whoever he wills. Whoever turns to Allah in sincerity and he makes tawbah, then his sins are forgiven. And Allah allows this ummah all the way up until death up until the soul reaches the throat, or the sun will rise from the west, that the tawbah will be accepted. If a person, a day before his or her death, made tawbah from all of the kufr and all of the shirk and all of the sinning and was sincere in this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah, because he is tawwab and he is ar-rahim. He is the one who accepts repentance, and he is ar-rahim, the one who bestows mercy. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the jur'ah, the audacity of Bani Israel. The jur'ah, the audacity of Bani Israel. That they were so disbelieving, they were so arrogant, they had so much jur'ah and audacity that they said to Musa, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى. And remember, O Bani Israel, when you said, O Musa, لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا, that we will not believe in you until you show us Allah now. Show us, let us look at Allah in this dunya. Let our eyes see Allah in public. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةِ. However, they weren't able to do so, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, nobody will be able to see Allah in this dunya. And even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went to Al-Isra wal Mi'raj, and Allah spoke to him and legislated the daily prayers, the five daily prayers, when he came back, some of the companions said, O Messenger of Allah, did you see Allah? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Nurun anna ara. It was only light. How could I see him? It was only light. So nobody is capable of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. However, the belief of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah and the other deviated sects, they went against this belief, is that the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. The believers, in reality, al-haqiqah, they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah. And there's many ahadith and ayat with regards to this. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِنَّكُمْ تَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Verily, you will see your Lord on يوم القيامة كَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْقَمَرِ. Just as you can see the moon on a clear day. لَا تُضَامُونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ. And just as there is no difficulty between you in seeing the moon on a clear day, then you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on يوم القيامة. And this is the greatest reward that a person will have, and we ask Allah for this reward. Yeah. And what happened to them? وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى. And when they said, O Musa, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ. We will never have iman in you. حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. Until we can clearly and openly see Allah with our own eyes. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةِ. They were overtaken by a sa'iqa. And sa'iqa here, it means that either they heard a sound, and this sound, it killed all of them, or immediately they were taken into like a coma or unconsciousness. All of them, apart from Musa alayhi salam, they were either they died or they were taken into a state of unconsciousness. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. And then Allah says, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ. And then after this, we blessed you even again, that we resurrected you from your death. And here the word motikum, again, either it refers to death itself, or it refers to sleep, because sleep is the sister of death. And why did Allah do this? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So once more, that you may show a shukr. And then Allah mentions that Bani Israel, after all of these blessings, they then said to Musa alayhi salam, what can we eat from? There is nothing in this barren land for us to eat from. And so Allah blessed them again. He said, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامِ. Then we sent clouds over you. These clouds, which are a mercy of Allah, and they bring His rain, and they cause the vegetation and the fruit to grow. Because without these clouds which carry this rain, everything dies. So Allah blessed them, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ. That we sent rain clouds over you. وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنْ. And we sent upon you al-man. And the meaning of al-man, As-Sa'di, he mentions that al-man ismun jami'un li kulli rizqin hasanin yuhsal bila ta'ab. Man is a comprehensive name for every fruit and every type of vegetation which grows very easily and you don't need to put any effort into it. And this is how Allah blessed them. That even when it came for their rizq and their food, they didn't have to tie themselves or work too much. Rather, the rain clouds would come and the rain would descend and the vegetation would grow. And also, wassalwa. And also, as-salwa would come down upon you. And as-salwa, it is a type of bird and it is mentioned that it is the quail. And Allah ordered them, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. He ordered them, eat from the tayyibat. Eat from the pure things, that which are halal, that we have provided for you. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ. And you never oppressed us. In your disobedience to us, to Allah, in your shirk to Allah, in your turning away from Allah, وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ. You never oppressed us. Because nobody can harm Allah, nobody can oppress Allah. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Rather, you used to only oppress yourselves. And this is also something that we should remember. That in our worship of Allah, in our ibadah of Allah, we're not benefiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in need of our ibadah. Rather, we are the ones who are in need of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the disobedience to Allah, we do not harm Allah. Because nothing can harm Allah. And He is Al-Ghalib. Or He is Al-Ghallab. He is the one who subjugates others. Nobody overcomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in disobedience and in shirk, a person only harms himself. And we suffice with that ayah until the next lesson. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.